The newest Antiques Roadshow will highlight native relics taken from the Wisconsin Historical Museum between 1995 and 1999. They include items ranging from a Blackfoot bandolier bag to a Potawatomi bear claw necklace that a former employee stole, then sold to private dealers and museums.
They could literally be all over the world.
Ann Koski is the museum's former director. She says after ex-curator David Woolley was convicted in 2001, he helped investigators recover 33 artifacts, but most remain missing.
One of the things that we discovered was how fast these objects travel in the world of collectors. For example, we had a yarn bag David sold in New Mexico to a Colorado dealer. The Colorado dealer sold it to a dealer in Michigan, who then sold it to the Grand Rapids Public Museum. It just went that fast.
Koski says she nearly fell out of her chair last year when an Antiques Roadshow producer asked if they had any stolen artifacts they could report on the program. And even though it's been years, Wisconsin Capitol Police Detective Ed Barden says now's the time to publicize the lost items.
People that do have these things and they know that they're stolen, they hang on to them. They don't sell them or display them until a certain period of time goes by because they hope people will just forget.
Barden says anyone with information should contact him or the Wisconsin Historical Society. The Society website has descriptions and pictures of the stolen artifacts. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.